Psalms 146, beginning in verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God, which I have in being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He reviveth the fatherless and the widow. By the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. But the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. What does it say? Praise ye the Lord. Father, be with us this morning as we look at your word briefly. We pray, Father God, that indeed our hearts and our minds might be turned to you, that we would come here this morning and we recognize already the blessing you've given to us as we meet together as your people in this your house. We pray, Father God, you would speak to us. Lord, there are many different situations in our lives here this morning, some that are joyful, some that are needing a fresh touch from you, some, Lord, that need encouragement. Lord, we need a new vision of who we are and what we're about. You, Lord, know every need, and I ask you to work in every life here today. We pray, Father, that these words that we'll read this morning will give us inspiration, hope, and lift us up. For these things we ask in that mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I said a little story a long time ago about Miss Molly, who was an elderly lady who couldn't hardly walk, who was almost blind and was deaf as a post. And one day she was walking to church. A young lady approached her and said, Miss Molly, why are you going to church? And she, you know, you can't hardly walk. You're almost blind. You can't hear a word that the choir is singing. It's impossible for you to hear the pastor preach, reading the scripture that day. Why do you do it? And she just simply said, I just want to show people whose side I'm on. You know, that's an important thing. A very, very important thing. But then I read another little story as I went this week trying to put this. Oh, I preached last week on Count Your Blessings. And I couldn't get it out of my mind. And so this morning, we're going to talk about praise. It's amazing what praising can do. Count your blessings when you're having problems. Do that. But also, don't be afraid to praise God for the things he's done. It's a double whammy. It's an overall cure of all that's in your life. So I read a little story about another older lady who was always faithful and talking about her faith. And one of her habits was a habit that maybe some of her neighbors didn't like too much. She would go out on the porch in the morning, and she would stand on the porch, and she'd say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So one of her neighbors, though, who lived next door to her, didn't like that much. And when she came out and said, praise the Lord, he said, there ain't no God. There ain't no God. Well, during those days, she was poor. The neighbor decided to prove to her by buying her a big bag of groceries and placing it on her door that he was the one she should be thanking for those groceries. So he puts the groceries out on the porch, and the lady comes out on the porch. She sees the groceries, and she says, well, praise the Lord. The neighbor who was watching and listening stuck his head around the corner, and he said, listen, don't praise the Lord. I bought those groceries for you. There is no God. And then the woman says, oh, well, praise the Lord God Almighty. The Lord not only gives me these wonderful groceries that I need so much, but he made the devil pay for them. Well, you know, God can do what he wants to do, and every time he does it, it will be wonderful. A.W. Tozer was a old, great Bible teacher in the years gone by, and he wrote a little book named Whatever Happened to Worship. And he said in his book that Christian churches have come to a dangerous time. And of course, this was many, many years ago. Is a time when one part of the congregation in our lives, and he was talking about we're rich. We have no need of anything. We have many, many goods, just kind of like Revelation 2:8 talks about that church. Listen to what he then goes on to say. He said, it is true that hardly anything is missing from the church today, except the most important thing. We're missing the genuine and sacred offering of worship. You know, that's why we really come here, is to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And it's an offering that we give back to the Lord. Psalms 147, we read there, 146, we read there this morning, but if you look at 147, it says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Look down there in verse 5, it says, great is the Lord, and great power, his understanding is infinite. And you go on with that. Now turn over to Psalms 148, it says this, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord for the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him in all his angels. Praise him in all his hosts. Praise him, sun, moon. Praise him, all the stars. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are under the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth thee praise. And you just go ahead and read that on down there. I'm going to ask you to look at verse 1 in Psalm 149. It says, praise the Lord. Sing the Lord a new song. And his praise is in the congregation of the saints. Don't close your Bible, because I want you to look at Psalms 150 here in a second. Actually, from Psalms 146 to Psalms 150, we see that God is over and over and over and over and over and again commanding his people to do something, and that's to praise him. It's not because God is weak in his own person and those kind of things. He knows that it's good for us to praise him. It's good in a couple of ways. It gives us the truth that we need in our lives day by day. And then it builds us up in those things that we do. Did you know that phrase, praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. In Hebrew, it's just one word. Did you know that? And we have it in another form in our Bible as well. And you know what it is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another little factoid. I've just been messing with factoids all week long. Psalms 147 says, when it says, praise the Lord, this is a command. It's a command. We're supposed to do this. It's not a suggestion. It's not a request. It's a command. So why does God command us to praise him? Because it's good for us. God knows who he is, but when we praise him, we start listening to things that we're thankful that God has done and is doing, it's going to be good for us. The Lord's command in Psalms 47, verse 1 is, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. That beautiful word, comely. We don't. Some of the modern translations, they're not beautiful at all. I'm not saying they're bad or anything like that. You can get the gist of things there. But that comely, what do you know what comely means? It means that praise is always appropriate. It's always appropriate. It fits any situation. You don't have to think to yourself, well, I don't know if I should do that today. It fits any situation. It's appropriate. It's appropriate even in this year that we're living in 2022. It's appropriate as we're approaching November, and we're talking about November 8th being very important for our political process in this country to vote. And I encourage you to vote. It's always appropriate, no matter what, to praise the Lord. It's appropriate in our day and time when there are young women all over this nation who want to abort their babies. They want to murder their babies. They don't even know it. They don't know what they're saying. It's even appropriate to praise the Lord. To praise the Lord. Even in this world, when the Russians have attacked the Ukraine, and it just looks like devastation over and over and over again, the worst thing that I think about what's happening there is a little bit blurbs I see on television and those kind of things, is that the destruction to civil civilian populations to playgrounds, to homes, to all those kind of things, killing innocent people, women, children. Now we're finding out that the Iranians are supplying them with kamikaze drones so that they can fire these indiscriminately and all this kind of thing. Listen, even in this time that we're living in, with all that terribleness going on in the Ukraine, it's even in that war, even all those things put together and everything you can possibly think about, it's always appropriate to praise the Lord. Always. It's important for us as the people of God to praise the Lord. It does something for us. Someone has written a song about that, and that's why I titled this morning, "It's Amazing What Praising Can Do." I didn't come up with that. Somebody wrote a song. Go ahead and look it up. It's not a bad little song. It is true. It can change our attitudes and touch other people when we are praising the Lord. It can lift us up because it's the truth of God's word. Praise and worship go hand in hand. We as fallen human beings have a problem with worship, worshiping things. We worship all kinds of things. Some people worship money. Money doesn't ever reward you. We worship power. There are people who live just for power. This country is crazed with sex. We worship sex. We worship prestige. We like to enter in a room. We like people to come up and say, "Oh, Pastor Mike, what a marvelous guy you are, blah, 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 blah." Listen, we worship those kind of things. We crave approval. We crave approval. Many, many times when people sometimes are having emotional, mental problems, they begin to separate themselves from people who love them and could help them because they are craving respect so much that they're actually pushing people away from them. When we have to coach somebody to give you a compliment, then you're in the wrong ballpark. We are to worship the Lord God Almighty and Him alone. Why? Because He is worthy. He is worthy. We are to praise the Lord because He is worthy of all praise and acceptation. I read a story about when we go to the doctor because we've got a broken arm. And I had a broken wrist one time up in Montana. I fell off a horse and broke my wrist in a couple of places. And we had to go. We were out on about 60 miles south or north of Havre, Montana, out on a little radar site, and I had to go into town, and the doctor took my, I had a jacket on that had kind of a elastic band around the wrist. I didn't even know I was hurt until I tried to open the gate. They have barbed wire gates out there, and you take your arm around like this, and you grab the fence, and you pull it this way, and you lift up the wire, and then you open the gate. When I pulled that, whoa! So we went into town. The doctor says, "Ah, broke your arm, didn't you?" And I thought, "Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's why I came to talk to you about this whole thing." He says, "Were you riding a motorcycle?" I said, "No." He said, "We see it all the time with motorcycles." I said, "I was riding a horse." He said, "Oh, that too. That too." So I broke my arm. He set that arm, put it in a cast, and now, in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks it was, we were going to go to Lake Texarkana for our summer vacation, and I had that cast. And so I asked the doctor in Havre, "Sir, can you cut that off?" He said, no, leave it on for another week or so. He says, "But wherever you go in Arkansas, just go to the Air Force Base there in Arkansas and tell them and have them just cut that off." I said, "Oh, I can do that. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine." So I walked around there in Arkansas, my dad and brothers and all, everybody's fishing, everybody's swimming. It was beautiful. I had to have a bread sack over my arm, you know, keep that cast from getting wet. And so the time came when I thought we could go and get that cast cut off. We went out to the base. We sat in the dispensary. You know how you do, sit in line, wait. And we finally got to see the doctor, and he said, "I did not put this cast on, and I'm not taking it off." I said, well, the doctor in Haver told me that. He said, I don't care what the doctor told you in Haver. I don't know how long you've had that on your arm. And I said, my dad's here. He said, I'm not trying to interject myself into your family, but I'm not taking that cast off. So I said to myself, well, what we can do about that? He said, when you go home, go to the doctor, he'll cut it off. So I had to walk around with my arm in that cast all these times. And was I thankful that my arm was healing? Matter of fact, it was healed. Was I grateful that this doctor was actually, I think, probably doing what he should do? You know, who knows what could have come into his office and those kind of things. No. Why? I wanted to cast off my arm. And of course, then my dad wouldn't cut it off. He said, no, we'll wait. I want to get about 6 or 7 more days. We can wait. Sometimes, you know, we want everything right now. Right now. We want to see it right now. We want to grasp it and understand it right now. All the we want perfect knowledge right now. And God says what? Just wait a little while, and you'll see what I'm doing. It's wonderful what God is doing. And God, when God says wait, it does not mean he's saying no. What he's saying to us, basically, I think, is I'm going to teach you something in this interim. Just be patient. Do what I tell you, and you'll get through it. And not only will you get through it, not only will your arm be healed, but your spiritual self will be stronger as well. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, he doesn't come in just to tweak things, does he? Some people think that's what's happening. Some people think they're coming to the Lord Jesus and he's going to save them from hell. He does that, but that's not, he won't accept you on that basis. He accepts you on that you're saying, professing him as Lord of your life, and you're giving him everything. Not just a little slice. Not a little slice. So he doesn't tweak things. What God does for us is something even greater than that. We don't necessarily always think about it in this kind of terms, but over in Ezekiel chapter 36, 24, it says, a new heart also will I give unto you. And I will take out the stony heart, your heart of flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. A new heart. You know what? That's a new life. How many times, oh, you don't have to raise your hands. How many times have you known somebody and they have heart problems and all those kind of things, and what they're wanting, one of our guys this morning, we shared a prayer request about that, is a new heart. But when God comes into our life, when Christ comes into our life, he gives us a new heart. Got to take that other one out. It's not functional. It hadn't been functional a long time. Over in Jeremiah 31, it says the same thing. God's speaking of writing his word in your heart. It needs to be malleable. It needs to be tender. It's amazing when we thank God and praise him for all things, what will happen to us. It can lift us up. We can be down. Count your blessings. That's a good one. But then find something to thank God about and praise him for. It can clear our mind. Sometimes we're confused about what's going on. Does God really love me or whatever, whatever, whatever? Stop. And thank him and praise him for something. There's all kinds of things. We just read that whole psalm just talking about creation and all this. There's so many things. We can praise God for the beautiful days given us out here. Looks pretty good out there to me. There's some beautiful trees out there. My son Todd was trying to go down beside our housing area because there was a tree out towards the beginning of the housing area that we have. Laymire Road is closed on that side, and so we have to go through the housing area to get out to the road. And he was saying to me a couple of days ago, Dad, I want to take a picture of that tree. I said, oh, fine, great. So 2 days later, we came home, and he says, Dad, I want to go take a picture of that tree. I said, well, you want me to drive you down there? He said, no, I'll just a couple blocks. I'll just take my chair and go down there. So he went down, came back with a picture of that tree. But you know what he said to me? He said, you know, today, Dad, that tree is beautiful. But 2 days ago, it was magnificent. I don't know what was it, the sun, you know, shining off it brilliantly? Do the leaves keep changing a little? I suspect so. God can lift us up. God can change our, God can give us hope. God can give us courage. God can strengthen our perseverance. Sometimes we just would rather just give up than do anything else. I'm tired of fighting the fight. I'm tired of getting, you know, my face in the wind all the time. Don't do it. You don't have to. If you'll count your blessings and you start praising God, pretty soon God's going to do something with that mind of yours and you're going to say, oh, Lord, thank you. And everything's changed. All everything's changed. It strengthens our perseverance. It can help all those things around in who we are as a person. Now, I asked you, did I ask you not to turn, close your Bible on the Psalms? Sometimes I forget what I even say, which is, you know, the same thing, isn't it, Jim? It's just, yeah. So if I didn't say it, I hope I did. So do you have your Bible open to Psalms 150? Okay, if you did, that's the place we want to do. How many Psalms are in the books of Psalms? 150. That's the last one. Okay, very good. Very good. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psalms and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. As you know, I don't know anything about music, but our kids have got a drum set out there in the garage. Oh, gosh, that was terrible. But there's some cymbals out there, and there's one that you can put your foot on and go boom, 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 boom. And these guys' feet work really good. So that's the high-sounding cymbal. What's verse 6 say? Isn't that amazing? Let everything that hath what? Breath praise the Lord. The whole book of Psalms, I think, the emphasis throughout the whole Psalms, many, many different aspects can touch our lives in many, many different ways. But it took the psalmist 150 songs to tell us this one very important thing. It's amazing what praising can do. Are you down a little bit? Are you thinking to yourself, somebody's driving this car that doesn't even have a driver's license? Somebody's running this economy, doesn't even have a mind. Who, you go to the filling station and the gas is up, up, up. You go to the store and you buy a loaf of bread and you thought to yourself, I don't remember bread being this price. Well, wait till tomorrow, it'll go up. On and on it goes, doesn't it? Switch that off. That's the world, most assuredly. And it's real. But you'll not change it by complaining about it. But God can change you and make you stronger in the very world that you're living in. Stop and count your blessings. I still can try to buy a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. I might not be soon, but I can still do that. So I should be thankful for that, shouldn't I? I think I should. Oh, I like to drink milk. I'm sorry. You think my grandchildren drinks all the milk? No, my wife tells me, stop drinking all the milk. I love milk. I don't know. I love milk. It tastes so good. How many men out here love milk? Well, okay, I'm not the only one. All right. It's good stuff. It's good for you. Counting your blessings is good for you. Praising God's good for you. It's like the milk for your soul. It's going to make you strong. It's going to make you healthy. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to give you a direction in life that you won't be able to get any other way. And God is worthy of all praise. Father, thank you for who you are. Lord, we're living in troubled times, difficult times. But I suspect every generation thought the same thing. But Lord, you are God, and you have not changed. And we should be thankful. You have blessed us in so many, many ways. And we ought to praise you for all the things you have given to us so freely. We haven't been able to purchase it. We can't create it ourselves. We can't manage it with our own strength. We can't do these things. But we can praise you for it, and you'll give us a new heart. You'll put new breath in our lungs. You'll clear our minds. Our tongue will be released to praise you. And we will feel lifted up. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Father, if we're here this morning in this quietness of this moment, speak to hearts today. Maybe there's someone here that just needs a special touch from your Spirit. Assure them, Lord, that you love them, you're in charge. Nothing's beyond you. Lord, maybe there's someone here this morning that just needs to make an open public profession of faith. Whatever it might be, this altar, this is your house. This is not mine. This is not Calvary's. This is just the place, the church house where the people of God meet. This is your house. You speak to us as only you can. And we'll praise you, and we'll thank you, and we'll lift you up, and we'll count our blessings. For these things I ask in that mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.